For many of us, we assume prayer to be a one-way communication, where in our desperation, in our times of need, we run and turn to some higher being, and hopefully He'll come through for us. But I'm going to start with the scripture from the book of Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. It says, "Do not worry about anything. Pray about everything." Everybody say, "Pray about everything."
Pray about everything.
Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard our hearts and minds as we live in Christ Jesus. When you pray, you have a conversation with God, the Almighty. And you should expect almighty results. Whether He chooses to give you what you have been praying for or not, whatever the answer to your prayer is, the God to whom you pray is the source of the power of your prayer. And He can and will answer you according to His perfect will and timing. Have you met those people who just love praying? I mean, they just, at the drop of a hat, you can hear them pray. Some of them pray loudly, some of them pray quietly, some of them pray short prayers, some people pray...
never ending.
You said it, never ending prayers. Some people pray in different languages, whatever it is. You see, we are not the source of the power. The special words we say, how often we say them, "Jesus, come through. Jesus, please help me. Jesus, 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 Jesus." That won't make your prayer any more powerful. It's just sheer desperation that's forcing you to do that. The eloquence, "Oh Lord God, I pray that you would come through for us." Even though it may sound wonderful and wax lyrical, that is not the power of your prayer. The position you pray in, on your knees, on your back, head in the sand, head under the duvet, however you go to God in prayer, that doesn't determine whether your prayer is powerful. So it's not your position, it's not the way that you pray, and neither does the power of prayer come from artifacts, icons, candles, beads, scarves. Prayer doesn't come. The power of prayer doesn't come from all of that. The power of prayer is about God, the creator of this universe, the omnipotent one who hears you when you call out His name. And when He hears you, He answers your prayer. You need to learn the importance of not simply approaching God in times of need, but learning to live a life that is prayerful. So we live in a constant zone and awareness that we are in a communication with God. I'm sure if God had a mobile phone, every one of you would be texting Him every moment of the day, like you do with your best friend. I'm sure if God had a Facebook page, a God page or something, you'd be updating status, or Twitter, even better if God tweeted. Really sad right now. A little bit happier now. Oh gosh, just went to Bandra. Oh, just coming back, having tea. I mean, you'd be like you do. You'd talk to the whole world with Twitter. You'd talk to your friends through Facebook, through text. We communicate. In the same way, we can have a heart-to-heart communication with God through the day. And the Bible encourages us to pray without ceasing. Now, many people interpret prayer without ceasing means yes, seasoning is good. Without ceasing is locking ourselves up in a room and never doing anything else in life and simply praying. I'm praying without ceasing. Never mind the dishes, never mind the clothes, never mind the poor husband who's starving, never mind everything. I am praying. Now, it is right for us to have those times and moments where we separate ourselves. But the Bible here is talking about developing a lifestyle of communication with God. Remember I said earlier on, pray about everything. So I'm going to give you five things. I want each of you to lift up your hand. Five things. When we pray, Generally, we pray like this. If we're in a desperate way, like this. If we're really sad, we go, oh, God, help me. But whatever it is, you need your hands to pray. And the first thing is the tallest finger is recognizing the sovereignty of God. I'm going to give you five your hand to help you remember the 5 points. The first thing is recognizing the sovereignty of God. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all, the psalmist says. And so we need to recognize that when we approach God in prayer, it is his sovereignty, it is his omnipotence, it is his power that enables our prayer to become a reality. So it is not my power, but it is God's power. It is his sovereignty. It is who he is, his character. The other two fingers, which are equal in size, is we need to learn to pray his word. Sorry, the thumb right now. We need to learn to pray his word. This is a kind of a thumbs up, okay, it's strong, it's an affirmative thing. God is not a man that he should lie. He will always keep his word. Prayer becomes powerful when you pray what God has said. Say you're in a financial crisis. Rather than saying to God, God, I have no money, God, I have no money, God, I have no money, I need money. Why don't you take what God's word says about your financial situation and say, God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in heaven. So I'm taking what God has said about my need and I am praying that. And God says, did I say that? Oh, yes, I did. All right, let me help you meet that need. And God comes through for us. That's a prayer of faith. If you need healing in your body, okay, it's great to mourn and weep for a little bit, but eventually you've got to come to God and say, God, your word says, you said that if I come to you, you can heal me of all of my illnesses and my sicknesses. And so, God, I'm believing according to your word, I'm going to pray what you asked me to pray. God, heal me. And God comes through for you. If you're in torment, mental, emotional anguish, come to God. He says, my peace is, my grace is sufficient to meet every one of your needs. So God, I ask for your grace. So it's moving away from what our problem is to going to what God says about it, which is the solution in his word, and praying that into our circumstance. If there is a brokenness in your relationship with your spouse, with your brother, family, pray the word of God that says, number one, God, forgive those who hate you. God, I'm going to forgive my enemies. Jesus went one step further. He said, hey, don't just love your enemies. Begin by praying for them. Isn't that interesting? Would you like to pray for your enemy? Call them by name and say, I'm going to pray for, let's not call anyone's name here because none of you are my enemies. But I'm going to pray for, I can't think of a name outside of this room. I'm going to pray for Shahrukh. I'm going to pray. And as much as he's wound me up today, as much as he stepped on every little bit of my toes and my feet, I'm going to pray, God, that you bless Shahrukh. Oh, God, I want to strangle him. But I'm going to pray that you bless him. Because I know as you bless him and as I forgive him, in that is my freedom and my release from the hurt and when we pray God's word, one of my leaders, Colin Dye, said about praying God's word in your mouth is powerful. We fill our vocabulary with so much negativity. We fill our vocabulary with so many things that have no power. But the word of God has power. It has power to change situations. In the beginning of the universe, God spoke. And it was created. Jesus spoke to the waves and he calmed the storm and there was peace. So God's word can speak into our situations. John chapter 15 and verse 7 says, anyone who separates from me is dead wood, gathered up and thrown on the bonfire. But if you make yourself at home with me and my words are at home with you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. Isn't that amazing? This is God, Jesus, confirming and saying to his disciples, and now he's speaking to us through his words. He said, if you make yourself at home and with me, and my words are at home with you, you can be sure. It's a promise. It's a certainty. It's not a hopeful thing. It's a promise that whatever you ask, everybody say, whatever I ask.
Whatever I ask.
Will be listened to. And acted upon.
And acted upon.
Isn't that amazing? So when we pray God's word, it is powerful. The next thing is your little finger. Lift up your little finger. This represents our inadequacy. Woe is me. Who am I? So we have the sovereignty of God. We have the power of his word. And our inadequacy. Recognizing our inadequacy is so important. God delights in using our weakness to teach us how to rely on him. I said earlier on that Paul said that your grace is sufficient in my deepest time of need. We need to recognize our inadequacy, but approach him with confidence. It doesn't mean to say that you are a useless castaway and you God, can you please help me? No, you come in humility. You come with an attitude of humility and say, God, you know, I'm not Shah Rukh Khan. I'm not some famous guy here, but just who I am. I come to you with confidence because I know you want to hear from me. You want to talk to me. And I know I can approach you and speak to you about the issues in my life. Not with a, God, malum hai main kaun hai? तीन फिल्म किया एक एडवर्टाइजमेंट और बहुत पैसा बैंक में कुछ हेल्प दे सकता है क्या That's not how you problem say who are you but if you come with a contrite heart you come with an attitude of God thank you for what you've done for me I'm struggling right now but help me to make it through today empower my life and in our weakness he becomes our strength In our arrogance, God doesn't respond to it. It's through faith and humility that we come before the Creator of this universe and say, help. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know how to pray or how we ought to. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for our words. I don't know if any of you have ever been at moments in your life where there's been such a crisis, there's been such a sense of emotional turmoil or mental chaos in your mind and just everything is going wrong. And it's great to call a friend and, you know, weep with them, but I want to teach you to go before God, go to the throne room of God, go with confidence as a son, as a daughter of God, say, God, it is not working. Have you ever reached those times sometimes where you don't know what to pray? The Bible says the Spirit intercedes for us in those moments. Again, it's the Almighty working on our behalf to facilitate and enable us to have communication with God. The fourth thing is the only person God recognizes is Jesus. The way that we get God's attention is by going through a relationship with Jesus. The only access we have to God is through His Son, Jesus. For the Bible says there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Jesus Christ. You cannot take some holy person, some great person, some eminent person and say, God, I know him. Do you know him too? Yes. Now can he work something out? It's kind of in India, you know, you need to have somebody influential to get somewhere. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
You want a job and if you know somebody knows somebody who knows somebody, you bypass all the processes, somebody makes a call for somebody and somebody then gives you
Influence.
A call and before you know it, you're right there and there's a job for you.
Influence.
You want to get on a train and you haven't booked your tickets in advance, you're at the station, you pay somebody who pays somebody who pays somebody, and then you get a ticket. in the seat that was not available. It's amazing. And they said, God, you provided for me, amazing. No, you just influenced that decision through pain. But you see, we don't have to come to God like that. We don't have to try and appease God and pay Him off to answer our prayer. It is His desire to meet your need. It is His desire to come through for you. You don't need some Godfather to come through for you. You have the Son of God. And when you go with Him to God, He says, I recognize Jesus. Is Jesus your friend? Is He your mate? Great. What can we do for you, son? What can I do for you, daughter? What's on your agenda today for me to meet? You see? So when we go with Jesus, when we have a relationship with Jesus, we have access to God. The final thing is heaven responds to the name of Jesus. There is no other name that you can ever approach God by, but by the name and the person of Jesus. So we have the sovereignty of God. Hold up your hand. The sovereignty of God. You have the promise of the Word of God. Our inadequacy. The person of Jesus. And the power that there is in His name. When we come and approach God with these five understandings, our prayer becomes powerful. Because the Bible says, Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to His own advantage. Rather, He made Himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as man. He humbled Himself. Everybody say humbled. By becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted Him to the highest place and gave Him the name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, now listen to this. Whose name?
Name of Jesus.
Whose name? At the name of Jesus. Every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. The power that there is when you cry out in the name of Jesus. When you communicate to God, when you have that relationship with Jesus. And when you come to God and you cry out in Jesus' name. The Bible reminds us also that the devil shudders at the sound of His name. There is power in that name. Do you remember when you were a kid and your dad called you a certain way? He'd address you very nicely when he had something loving to say to you. And when you knew you were going to be corrected, that name would come across the rooms in your home. And you knew what was behind that name. It wasn't just, oh, Raju. It was, Raju. Oh my God, what have I done now? There is power in the name of Jesus. It's not how you say it, it's just when you say it. You see, prayer is the breath of every human being. It is what keeps you and me alive in our relationship with God. It empowers our spirit being to connect with the Almighty and to stay connected continuously. In John chapter 14, Jesus said this, whatever you ask in my name. What did Jesus say?
Whatever
you ask in whose name?
My name.
In my name. This I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. Is that powerful? Do you understand that? The influence that you have as a child of God. You don't need me. You don't need Tom, Dick, or Harry, or Ramu, Raju, or Sanjay to do anything for you. You just need to go to God in the confidence of knowing that you have access to Him 24/7, 365 including the extra day in the year. And you can go to Him, and in the name of Jesus, you can ask Him for whatever you need. And He will give it to you according to His good pleasure. You see, some of us have this strange concept of God that often we pick up from our relationships with our earthly fathers. If they were mean, we assign meanness to God. I mean, if my father on earth is so mean, what's my father in heaven going to be like? But Jesus turned it on his head. He said, I mean, a father on earth, would he give stones to his hungry child if he asked for bread? How much more will the Father in heaven not want to give you what you need? But the thing that God recognizes is the person in the name of Jesus. I want you to make your personal prayer life powerful when you pray in the name of Jesus. I can tell you so many stories, personal and what other people have been through, when they have called on the name of Jesus, they have been saved. The Bible says when you call on the name of Jesus, you will be saved. Yes, it's talking about being saved from eternal damnation to eternal life, but also in a moment of whatever you're going through, you can be saved. This power in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is the key to God answering your prayer. The only name that heaven responds to is the name of Jesus. And when you pray in Jesus' name, God will respond. So the five things, how do we go to God in prayer? When and how is our prayer powerful? When we recognize the sovereignty of God. When we understand the power that there is in His Word. When we acknowledge and recognize our inadequacy. When we know that through the person of Jesus Christ is the only way we have access to God. And we call on God in the name of Jesus. God hears our prayer. I would encourage you in your personal prayer life this week to remember this hand and these five things as you approach God in every situation and circumstance of your life. Allow God to transform your prayer life and to make it powerful when you recognize who He is. It is not about us, but the power of our prayer is in the power that exists with God Almighty. If you've got some need in your life today, if you are looking for God to come through in your life in some way today, I encourage you, as we take communion, I want you to come before God and in the name of Jesus, call out and say, Jesus, come through for me in this circumstance. Maybe it's your marriage, maybe it's your finances, maybe it's a new job, or you have no job, or you want a promotion. Whatever you are looking to God for, come to Him in faith. And proclaim it and say it, and God will come through for you. Amen. As we come to the communion table, come with confidence. If you have a personal relationship with Jesus, if you've asked Jesus to come into your life, if you made a decision to follow Him, and He is the Lord and Master of your life, then you can come and share in communion.